Blog Talk Radio.
Until this city, your city, ours.
everyone. How you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson on Blog Talk Radio. How are you tonight? It's Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m., a little after 7:30 p.m. I hope everyone is doing fine and well. I switched up the introduction tonight, obviously. I hope you guys like that. I'm going to switch it up every night. Like I said, I can't make everyone happy all the time. I can only make all the people happy some of the time. But I thought that was a pretty good introduction. That should wake you up. You know, I have somebody tell me, you know, I asked him, how come you don't listen to my radio show? I don't want to get depressed, he said. What do you mean you don't want to get depressed? What are you talking about? You mean to tell me the truth depresses you? You mean to tell me learning about what's happening today depresses you? You better get the hell out of your closet. You're going to be in one hell of a shock when the economy collapses or when something bad, another false flag terrorist attack happens. You better wake the hell up. It's not going to be all peaches and cream. You think you're going to keep collecting that Social Security check every month and your food stamp card and lay back and live off the system and sleep until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, not have to worry about working? You think that's going to be the way it's going to be 10, 20, 30, 40 years? Yeah. All you wise guys out there, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I've already had people tell me, wow, you are right. They're already talking about it. Wow. I've had other people also tell me I'm crazy and I'm paranoid. It's not going to happen in their lifetime. Let me tell you something, what's going to happen in your lifetime. You will see the end of days. Because you want to know why? I believe in the Bible, and that's what Jesus said. Not a generation shall pass away, and all these things shall occur and be fulfilled. And Jesus has never lied thus far. Every prophecy he's foretold, if you know your Bible, has come true. How the heck did Jesus Christ know that Israel was going to be destroyed and reborn again in the year 1948? Country in the history of the world that vanished and all of a sudden appeared in an instant back on the globe again. And what is the most controversial country around the world today? Israel. Turn on your evening news, there's not a story or a night that goes by that the country of Israel is not mentioned. The Middle East is not mentioned. Not one time. You will not hear the Middle East mentioned in your evening news or newspaper. Okay? So you better get it straight. You better understand what's happening. A couple weeks ago, the microchip that's coming your way, you already got it in your driver's license, your credit cards. You probably got it in your underwear, the RFID scanning device. They know where you're at. They know where you're going to be. You see the cameras going up everywhere on the street corners, don't you? Or what? You're not paying attention. Too busy looking at your iPhone, your smartphone, posting selfies on Facebook, right? Am I right or wrong? So that's what's happening today. So if you think I'm full of it or you think I'm paranoid or crazy, then turn it. You know what? Go back on Facebook. Go tweet or do something else. Don't listen to this show. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it. I see it because I'm awake and I know what's going on. Yeah, the world's not going to end tomorrow. Yeah, I know. But we see things progressing very badly around the world. Obviously, we all talk about it. People are crazy. They have no respect for one another. They're mean to each other. For goodness sake, look what's in the news. Planned Parenthood is selling baby parts. 30 years ago, would this have ever been on your local news? Would you have ever thought of such a thing 30 years ago? Sitting at your dinner table talking with your family and friends, would you have ever talked about a governmental organization that is funded by your tax dollars selling baby parts? Did that happen 30 years ago? No, it did not. So wake up. Why is it happening today? Because we're in the end of days. We live in perilous times. That day is soon coming. I don't know when it's coming. I don't know when. All I can tell you that, and those of you who don't believe, I can tell you something right now. If I'm wrong, I got nothing to lose. I'm just going to live my life, and when I die, I'll be worm food in the ground. I got nothing to lose, right? Let me tell you something. If I'm right, those of you who didn't believe, oh, for good, you are in big trouble. So common sense says, if you're at the gambling, the blackjack table or the poker table, I'd say, make a bet on my hand. Because the odds are that you're going to win if you're in my corner. Because win or lose, you win either way, like I just explained. It's called common sense. I know a lot of you lack that today. But anyway, today, like I said, I called my grandfather down in Florida, in Sebastian, Florida. He promised to tune in tonight. And I had a good conversation with him. I've been promising that I was going to call him, and I finally did. Because we all live busy lives, and we forget about those people that we always promise that we're going to talk to, and we never do. And last night's show was pretty good. We had Joe from Mary call in, and we really want to get him in here more because he talks about interesting facts about healthy foods and things that, you know, a lot of the food we eat today is garbage. We all know that. We admit it. We see it. We talk about it. You know, when we pull up the McDonald's, what do you think? When you pull up the McDonald's, in the back of your mind, what do you think? This food's garbage, right? Even though you're still going to buy it and eat it, but in the back of your mind, you say, this stuff's garbage. When you pour that glass of soda, deep down inside, within your conscience, you know it's poison. But you still drink it anyway. But your conscience is telling you it's no good. So that's why Joe, who's a supporter of this show, who calls in regularly, you know, talks about these issues, you know, how we should be eating more healthier and better for our lives, and the medications we're taking really are only treating the symptoms. They're not fixing the problems. And a lot of us have a lot of medical problems that need to be fixed because of the damage we've done to our bodies throughout our lives. I know I've done damage to my body. I smoke cigarettes. I know that damages my body. It hurts me. And we need to know about these things, and that's why it's important that these call in. I got 3 emails asking me questions. I did not read them yet, but they did ask me questions about, you know, what should they buy. I forget, but I'll get into that later on, or maybe, you know, the next couple of days I'll forward them to Jill and Meredith. So if you're listening tonight, you know, I'd like to forward you those emails because people have questions. But then again, like you said, you only do this as a hobby. You're not an expert. And we don't, you know, I don't pay experts to come on this show and give their nonsense. It's all called volunteerism. People who volunteer information, that's the best information you can get because it's honest and it's truthful. When you pay somebody to come on the show to talk about something, then usually they have an agenda and it's not really the truth. You have to decipher what is really truthful. So, you know, like I said, and last night we did pretty good as far as recapping, you know, the events of the past week, where I've been, what I've done, and where I've gone. And we were up in the state of Connecticut on vacation, and we, you know, visited a lot of family and friends while we were up there, and we had a good time. Like I said, I posted on Facebook a lot of the pictures I took. We were up at the Castle Craig there, which I always like going to Castle Craig when I visit Connecticut. I mean, when I lived up there, I never went, but now that I live down here, I want to go. So, when I go up there to visit, I like to, you know, take the opportunity to go up there and climb the mountain in the car, castle, and look out over the state of Connecticut. And if the air is clear that day, you can really see the entire state. And at Christmas time, for those of you who live in Connecticut or those of you who are planning on going to Connecticut, they put Christmas lights around that castle, and you can see it from miles away. It's like they kind of wrap it up like a Christmas tree with Christmas lights. And it's really, you know, a nice little attraction. So if you've ever been to Hubbard Park, you know what I'm talking about. Hubbard Park in Meriden, Connecticut is a very, very pretty park. It's got a lot of, you know, nice attractions where you can get out, you can walk around, you can play tennis, you can go swimming in the pool there. They got lakes where you can just look at the ducks and the geese. You know, so it's a real soothing experience for those of you who don't take advantage of that, who do live in Connecticut. Hubbard Park is really a beautiful attraction, and that's why I mentioned it, because I enjoyed going there, and that's why I made it a point to climb that mountain in my car and take pictures, and I posted them on Facebook, so those of you who are my friend on Facebook, who follow me, you can look at those pictures, because they're actually quite magnificent. Last night, I also posted an interview of Donald Trump, okay? And I know there's several callers on tonight that did not hear that interview, okay? So I would like to play that again and maybe get some more interpretation, because this man is leading in the polls as a presidential candidate, okay? And if he's going to be our next president, you need to know about him now, because people tend to forget about it. It's like Obama. Remember all the lies he told before he actually became president? We all knew he was scum before he got in there. We knew that. And we knew George Bush was scum. So don't put me in the category of Republican or Democrat, because they're both two sides of the same coin. You know, okay? They both work for the same people. But I'm going to go ahead. Those of you who heard it last night, just bear with me. It's only 2 minutes long. And those of you I know who email me who want to hear it, I'm going to go ahead and replay it for you, okay? Go ahead and listen.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie several... O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account,
thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. I've been challenged by so many people, and I don't frankly have time for total political correctness. And to be honest with you, this country doesn't have time either. This country is in big trouble. We don't win anymore. We lose to China. We lose to Mexico, both in trade and at the border. We lose to everybody. And frankly, what I say, and oftentimes it's fun, it's kidding, we have a good time, what I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that. But you know what? We need strength, we need energy, we need quickness, and we need brain in this country to turn it around. That I can tell you right now.
Played that last night. Some of you commented on that, but what do you think? I thought that was pretty good what he said. We need strength, right? We don't have that anymore in this country. Everyone's too worried about offending their next-door neighbor. Shh. Don't talk. Don't say that. Don't say nothing offensive when you're in the grocery store about the guy standing behind you. That's mean. That's cruel. We're always worried about political correctness, aren't we? You got a comment or a question, you can call in at 657-383-0616. Press 1, and you'll be connected, 657-383-0616. Political correctness. Do you really think that's what's destroying America today? Do you practice political correctness? 336-349. Go ahead, you're on. Hello.
Hello. This is Bridget from Breezeville, North Carolina.
Go ahead, Bridget.
I don't think that political correctness is destroying our country. I think there's a lot of other things destroying our country. I do think that we tend to be too worried about offending people, and that's why people get all upset over things that don't matter. But as a woman, I couldn't stand behind Donald Trump. Personally, I don't like any of the candidates, except for Rand Paul, and I really don't think he's going to get in there. I think they're going to block him. But, I mean, I don't think that's what's wrong with our country. I think our low morals are what's wrong with our country. And it's not just the everyday people that have the low morals. Some politicians have the low morals, like our current president, who's all for everything that you could think of. He's all for gay marriage. He's all for abortion. He's all for Planned Parenthood. He's all for all of that. So I think it's more about who we are as people, not really about political correctness. I mean, you should be able to be free to say what you want to say, since we have freedom of speech. But I mean, as a woman, I don't think he should be. I mean, if he wants the votes from women, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it, by calling them names. So I don't. That's just my opinion, though.
Well, why don't you? You voiced your opinion, but why don't you like Donald Trump? Why?
I've never really liked him. There's just something about him that, you know, that just rubs me the wrong way. So him
it's your gut feeling, basically. That's what
you're
saying, right?
Yeah, it's something like when you look at a person, you get an instinct about them, and I don't get a good feeling off of him. You know, I don't know. I don't think that he's going to uphold what he says. I think he's trying to sound good. I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe he'll get selected and get in there and make a difference. But then again, if it's not the agenda that the people that are really in power want, it's not going to get through, and then he's going to look like a liar.
Well, who are the people who are really in control, in your opinion? I mean, what do you think? Everyone knows my opinions about the New World Order. Who do you think is really in control?
The elite, the people behind the scenes, the people that you don't know anything about. I guess you could call them the Illuminati, the people that want to promote the New World Order, the people that are pulling the strings, the people who...
The major stockholders on Wall Street.
Yeah, the major stockholders, the big bankers, all the really important people that you know, want to see their interests. You know, they want to see them supported. So they're going to make sure that whatever president gets in there does that. That's why Rand Paul's father, Ron Paul, never got in there, because he wasn't about to do what they said. You could tell when he talked.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. I was a supporter of Rand Paul. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
I always got a good feeling from Ron Paul. I mean, I think that if he had gotten in there, things really would have changed. I don't know if Donald Trump could really change things. Maybe he might.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying he might want to. He might really want to, but can he?
Just as I throw this out there on the floor, I wasn't alive when John F. Kennedy was president, but I've read a lot of it. What he was about, and he was against the powers to be. He was against the Federal Reserve. If anyone knows, Executive Order 1101. I think that's the executive order that was to abolish the Federal Reserve system, and he issued he wanted to start reissuing the greenbacks, I believe, at that time, and that we all know that the Federal Reserve controls the money, and when you control the money of the world, you pretty much control who makes what. What did Nathan Rothschild say? Of you who don't know Nathan Rothschild, give me control of a nation's currency, and I care not who makes the laws. So if you can, you know, if you control the nation's currency, like he said, I care not who makes the laws, because money rules the world. We all, what are we doing right now, most of us? We're out there working. We're trying to earn money. We have to have money to survive, even though it's not lawful money, and those of us, some of us out there know what lawful money is, gold and silver, okay? But you have to use those Federal Reserve notes, because the guy around the corner will kill you for those Federal Reserve notes, and you have to have them. If I walk into a gas station and tell the clerk, I don't want to pay with a Federal Reserve note. I want to pay with real money, gold. She'd probably look at me like I was crazy and call 911, even though the United States Constitution says only gold and silver is legal tender. Okay? But that's how far we are gone from the truth today.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that. But anyway, Bridget, do you have anything else you want to add? I mean, I'll give you the floor. You have anything you want to say? I got someone else
with
a question, but go
ahead
and finish up.
Okay, well, I just got a couple more things. I don't know if anybody knows this, but Donald Trump is he says he doesn't want to defund Planned Parenthood.
Really?
Yes, I've already read about that, and that's his stance on that. So I don't know how much change he would really make for the important things. I mean, yeah, he's saying something about political correctness, you know, and you know, I agree with him on that, but I don't know how much change he would make on the important issues. So,
sure.
I mean, but as far as but I did have one thing. It's not really about Donald Trump, but it's a victory.
Okay, go ahead.
Arkansas has now decided to defund Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's another. Who talked about New Hampshire? I believe Hampshire also said, right? Oh, well, good.
New Hampshire just did. Arkansas just did the other day. So has decided to pull their money out because every state gives so much funding to them on a state level. Maybe we can't get them on a federal level, but if we're getting them on a state level, that's fine with me. I mean, I'd love to get them on the big scale, but you got to start somewhere.
Hey, that's good advice, Bridget. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. That's Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina. She's a supporter of this show, and a lot of you know who she is, those of you who are close to me, and those of you who constantly listen to this show. We've got about 20 callers on the line tonight. And that's great, but Bridget is a supporter of this show, and she contributes. So, you know, we have regulars who come on this show, and I've got someone else who's a regular on this show. It's 203-684, so I'm going to go ahead and connect him right now. He has a question. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hello? Well, he was on the air. Hello?
I'm here. Don't worry about me.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
How you doing? Hi, Bridget. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Yeah. You know, it's tough working these phones nowadays. They got more buttons on them than you know what to do with. But listen, I think it was Mike that said something about New Hampshire last night, but I'm not sure, but it could possibly have been. And doesn't the Constitution say that we can coin our own money? It doesn't say anything about Federal Reserve notes.
Well, it does. However, you got to look at your state laws at the same time. If you coin your own, but who's going to accept your own coined money?
Well, you got Bitcoin out there. That's being accepted more and more.
Yeah, but what's the deal with Bitcoin? Can you tell us about? I mean, I don't really I'm not too educated on Bitcoin. Can you tell us what Bitcoin is?
Well, I don't know that much about it. It's an electronic currency. You can actually mine for bitcoins. You can get a server at home, and they have so many blocks that they have to go through, and the blocks have to be solved so there's no fraud and things of that nature. And when a block is solved, you're rewarded for your efforts, and you don't make much money. I had some blades at one time that did Bitcoin mining, and I played with them, and I think I made like $384 or something close to that in probably a month or two, more like 2 months of them running. But it was just for me to play with it and stuff like that. But I took that money and I spent it. But the problem with the Bitcoin is everything keeps getting harder and harder. You have to keep getting faster and faster equipment, and the equipment's not free, and neither is the electricity.
Yeah. Well, see, you know about Bitcoin, but if I walk into, like, say I pull up in my car at a gas station and I want to pay with Bitcoin, I can't, right?
I'm sure there are gas stations out there that will accept Bitcoin, because you can pay your server fees, you can pay for lots of things online with Bitcoin, because I've done it. I've done it a year or two back. So it is possible. At one time, it was up to well over $1,000 for Bitcoin. The last time I checked, I think it was down around 400 or something like that. So it keeps going up and down. And the more valuable it is, the more you have in your bank.
True. But we talked about this in previous shows. The U.S. dollar, everyone talks about it crashing. And you said this, I believe, the other night on one of our programs. The United States dollar is the world's reserve currency. And everyone trades with the United States dollar. And if everyone trades with the United States dollar, all these fear-mongers out there talking about the United States economy crashing, that's just fear-mongering, because if the world uses the dollar, what do we have to worry about, actually, as Americans today? We have nothing to worry about because the rest of the world trades with the dollar. If anyone can educate me on that, I'd be happy to take calls on that or questions on that. But maybe, Joe, you know a little bit more about that, because I don't understand.
Well, all I can do is tell you that ever since the beginning of time, every fiat currency, like the American dollar, has always failed. Now, yeah, you're right. Now what we got going for us is we're the world reserve currency, and we print our own money. So it may go for a considerable longer length of time. How long? Nobody knows. But it's a good game anyway, and I think I said this last night or the night before. You know, we got it pretty good in America. We really do. The thing is everyone's screwing us over and taking advantage of everything and turning it into something it isn't.
Yeah. Well, I think we hit the nail on the head last night when we said we got a good thing going. The world depends on the dollar, but we have these politicians screwing it up for us, right?
We said that, yes. Now, and we were talking about Trump and presidents and who's running and what they believe in and what they don't believe in. It doesn't matter what they believe in, because I don't think you're going to see what they believe in. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't mean this literally. But turn off the TV, turn off the radio, stop listening to these people, because you're wasting your time. I don't mean that literally. What I mean is take it with a grain of salt, because you can't believe what these politicians are saying, because they're not true. Nancy Pelosi, we got to pass this bill before we read it. What does that tell you right there? It's all a farce.
Well, you know what? That advice kind of is correct, because you know what? Like you know, and like I announced on the show, I was on vacation last week. And I didn't pay any attention to any of the news that was going on around the world. And you know what? I actually was happier. I had more fun. And you know what? Nothing really affected me throughout the day. And nothing changed. I came back to my house. It was all the same. And things go on just the way they are. So maybe you're right. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio. And you know. But then again, here I am. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'm preaching that we should be knowledgeable on these things and know what's going on, because when it does happen, we'll be taken for surprise. So it's kind of like a catch-22. Do we really hide our heads in the sand, or do we pay attention to what's going on so that when, excuse my language, shit hits the fan, we're ready and we're prepared to protect our friends and our family, or protect ourselves and feed ourselves for when that day does happen? What do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't think you say that. You should say that. I think you could say bullshit or crap, but I don't think you should say the other one, because
yeah.
This should be a family-oriented show, and even what I said probably wouldn't be right. But in any event, you know, look at Mike in Wisconsin. Nice farm. You know, he could probably live there for a year without worrying about going anywhere or doing anything. And no matter what size piece of land you have, you should be doing something to benefit yourself. I don't think you should not pay any attention to what's going on. Like I said before, take it with a grain of salt. Live your life. Stop worrying about these people, because you're not going to change it. I used to go to the post office here before Obama ran for his second term, and they had people standing out in front with cowboy hats and everything, and they want me to sign up for this and sign up for that to impeach Obama. And I talked to him a couple times, you know, and I told him, I said, you're not going to impeach Obama. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Well, he's still in office, so, you know, it doesn't matter what you want. It's probably not going to happen. And if it does happen, they'll just leave him in office anyway. And you were correct about Kennedy with that executive order and the Federal Reserve. And again, like I said, I've said it a few times, the president's going to do what the shadow government wants. And if he doesn't do it, you'll be going through Dallas in a convertible.
True. That's true. That is very true. I mean, we've seen it in our lifetime, haven't we? I mean, but what does that honestly say about what is really happening around the world today? I mean, I got someone else who wants to add clue in here. The question mark just popped up, so I'm going to clue ahead and put him on. Hey, I believe this is Wisconsin. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, everybody. This is Mike from
How
Wisconsin.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Good. Hey, you guys are talking about presidents and this and that and everything else, and you know, I guess I'd rather have somebody who wants to be president that doesn't have anything to gain, or you know, it's like Prince Charles. He's just sitting around waiting for her to drop dead. Okay. So, you know, Donald Trump, he's so rich, you know, $10 billion. It would take you, I don't know, how many lifetimes if you just counted one after the other to get the $10 billion, you know. And, you know, Ron Paul, I like him. The only problem is he doesn't have, how can I put this kindly?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to go home. I think you know what I'm trying to say. You know.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Mike.
But, you know, I don't think Donald Trump is the best that's out there. I like Scott Walker, but, yeah, he's the governor of my state. You know, he defunded Planned Parenthood 4.5 years ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, he's looking out. And just like my brother Joe said, the Pelosi, you have to sign it before you can read it. Well, where does
Mike,
that
let me ask, Mike, let me ask you, a question, hypotheticals here. If the election was held today and you are a voter, who would you vote for in a Republican platform? Who would you vote for?
If I had a choice between just one person?
Yeah.
I would probably vote for Donald Trump.
Okay.
If I had a second choice, my second choice would be between Walker and Huckabee. I like Mike
really?
Huckabee because he has moral values, and yeah, he's not as tough and as John Wayne or you know Ronald Reagan, but he has the morality that I wish this country would go back to. You know, the Amish and the Mennonites and all those types of people, they all stay within each other. You know, if one needs a house built, they all get together to build a house. If they need a shed built, they all get together to build a shed. And nowadays, just like my brother Joe said, you don't even know who your next door neighbor is. You know?
Yeah, true.
You know, so...
That is true.
So to say that you should sit back and close your eyes and stick your head in the sand, You know, you're going to be the first one to be kicked in the butt because your head's in the sand, so to speak. So I think you should be knowledgeable enough to know what's going on, but me and you and other people like us, we're not going to be able to do anything about it.
Right.
True.
You watch the news, you watch the stock market, you pay attention to what's going on, only to get the hell out of the way. Go ahead.
What do you think about that, Mike?
Well, I have split feelings because, you know, like Sarah Palin up in Alaska, you know, she wasn't afraid to speak her mind. And, you know, it just so happens that, you know, her and Romney didn't win. You know, no, I'm sorry, her and McCain. I'm sorry, I'm wrong
okay.
person.
Yeah, that's
and,
okay.
you know, I'd rather have somebody in government that, you know, that'll stand up and fight for the Constitution, you know, and your rights, than to have somebody like we have in there now that I have no idea what this gentleman does when he gets up in the morning. He might as well go back to bed because we'd save money.
I got a little analogy to say. You know, I've got this very nice computer for sale, and my next door neighbor wants to buy it for $500, and my brother wants to buy it for $450. Do you know who's going to get it? My brother's going to get it. Now, what if what I'm saying has any validity whatsoever? Is that the president really doesn't run the country? It's run by the shadow government. It doesn't matter who we vote for. It doesn't matter who the president is, because he's going to do what he's told, or she,
true.
Whichever the case may be.
True.
Because the way it's going, not today, but in the last few years, we got to pass this bill before we read it. Just to name one, you got bullets that went through heads, shoulders, car seats, and everything else that is pristine without even a dent in it. There's a lie somewhere, and you know what? We need to figure these things out or know the truth first, because when you start telling lies, you go to court and you tell a lie, they don't believe anything you have to say. From then on in, you're toast. So, you know, we as people should figure out what's really going on with this government, because it's just not right. You can't believe anything they say.
That's right. That's actually true. You're right. You can't believe what anybody says, period. Even your own freaking brother or sister or father or whatever in today's world. Everybody's whacked in the head. I mean, you know.
Well, one thing is, when people talk to me, they usually get a straightforward answer, whether they want to hear it or not. And so, I mean, if you want to ask me a question and you don't like what I'm going to say, you know, don't ask me, because you know that that's the answer I'm going to give you is something you don't want to hear. That's the type of person I want in the White House. Somebody
that's right.
That has the enough nerve to stand up for the people who elected him or her.
We can go back to that convertible in Dallas, because if they do that, you know, the Federal Reserve was passed, I believe, on a Christmas vacation in 1933. They're going to pass these laws and when you're not looking, because they have another agenda, and it doesn't include you or me.
You're actually 100% correct. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
One thing I do believe, and this is just, you know, getting a little off topic, but it's with this Iran nuke deal. This is something that could really be, you know, the start to the end. I mean, you don't give crazy people you know, guns and things of that nature. You know, you
can
give them a feather duster. That's what you do.
Let me say something about that, as long as you're on that subject. And encompass everything what I just said about our government. You know, we got Kentucky Fried Chicken here, and we have it, and they have it in North Carolina, and the health department walks in the door and checks their cleanliness and everything else, and if it's not right, they shut it down. But our United States government is giving them nuclear weapons, and we're giving them 28 days to hide it in a bread box or someplace else before we can go look at it. What's wrong with this picture?
I agree.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. Well, I mean, if anyone else has something important to add or any suggestions for tomorrow night is Sunday night, and that's family night, family and friends. I'd like to hear from other family and friends talk on the air. I don't get me wrong, Mike and Joe. If the family and friends aren't going to call in and participate, then we'll get Joe on here. And we'll get to talk about natural cures. But anyway, and which is very, like I said, I got 3 emails about that. So, a lot of people are interested in that. Hey, Mike, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. And how about Joe? Are you still on the line? Because one of you got some serious background noise.
I'm here. It's not me. Because when I don't speak, I put it on mute.
Okay. It's probably Mike then. But, Yeah, it's got to be Mike, because it's bad. It's real bad. But anyway, what we're going to do is, let me see. Yep, it was Mike. I hear wind blowing in the background. But anyway, tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m., we're going to have family and friends night. I'd like to bring a couple family members on the line to talk about, you know, whatever's on their mind at that particular moment. You know, instead of posting selfies on Facebook and doing whatever you do, you know what? Call into the show. Maybe you've got something important you want to share. But I know I talk to a lot of people during the week and every day, and they got big mouths and they got a lot of opinions. Well, you know what? You got a worldwide platform here to talk about what you want. And like I said, next week, if you didn't listen to last night's show, I got some real special guests booked, and we're going to have a good time next week. So the schedule is changing. It's permanent schedule that I have now. And we're really going to start making a positive movement now, because I know what I'm doing on this show. I understand the studio, and I need your help to help contribute. My supporters, you've done well so far. You've really helped me, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But we've got to reach out to other people in the community at the same time, because we want to hear everyone's opinions. You know, it seems like everyone wants to download the show after it's broadcast, because they may be afraid to say what's on their mind live. And I don't understand that. So I'm going to try to figure that out, because you know what? Your opinion does matter, and it's important to all of us, because all of us have something important to say that can help someone else out. Maybe it won't help me out. Maybe it won't help Joe and Meriden out. Maybe it won't help anyone out. Maybe it only helps few of your friends out. But you have the opportunity to call in. I don't screen anyone. I don't edit anyone. And I've gotten some advice tonight about promoting this show, and I'm going to go ahead and go move forward with that in the next few days, starting tomorrow, actually. So we're going to start making this show a real powerful force on the Internet. Trust me. If I put my mind to it, I'll do it. And with your help, we can do anything we want. And that's what it's all about. So I'm going to go ahead and close it out for tonight. It's starting to get late
I have a couple more things to say before you close it out.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I got a couple more things to say about health before you close it out and everything, because it seems like I'm always going that way. So I might as well give everybody something to think about. So all I want to say is, who knows more about your health than you? Who knows more about your problems than you? Not your doctor. Okay? What you need to do is you need to research your problems or your loved one's problems or your friend's problems yourself. What you need to do is research and document everything. Then what you need to do is fire your doctor. That's right. Fire your doctor. You wait a minute. You take all this documentation that you have, and you research it, and you put it in a folder and everything. And then what you do is you call up your doctor and you hire him back. But you hire him back as you know, as a consultant, and you go in there and you discuss it with him. And you discuss all the documentation and all the information you've learned about your particular problems. Now, you're going to be an expert on your problems, and you're going to know the ins and outs, the whys and the hows. He's still probably going to be a general practitioner. He's not an expert. So you get his opinion on what you've researched, and if he's willing to at least work with you and everything, then you keep that doctor and you keep him as a subcontractor. But you're in charge of your life. You're in charge of your health. All he wants is customers. Ask him, you know, how many hours, how many days he spent on nutrition while he was training to be a doctor. Ask him how much time he spent on herbs and while he was training to be a doctor. You know, herbs and homeopathy and things of that nature have served the test of time. Pharmaceutical drugs haven't. Just look at your TV set. Look at how many recalls there are. Every time they come out with a new drug, people are dying left and right. And they're dying left and right, and they're being sued left and right because it's good business. I can sell $4 billion worth of this and only have $500 million in lawsuits. That's good business. So that's what I wanted to say about health for tonight.
Not bad. I appreciate it. All right. We'll go ahead and wrap it up then. If anyone else has a question, you better punch the question mark now because I'm going to go ahead and play my introductions and my closings. That many people don't like, but some do. So tune in tomorrow night, 8:30, okay? Thank you, everyone, for listening tonight. I appreciate it.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.
I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass-crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you can witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush, why that killer take away your freedom? How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, eyes are on the 1st. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
Silence. Good people who have put their lives on the line to fight for change.
Thank you, everyone who listened tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson. You're on Blog Talk Radio. We're closing out the show. Like I said, thank you very much. If you want to know more about me, go to Amazon.com, purchase a copy of my book, Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. If you cannot afford a copy of the book, by all means, go on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll send you a copy free of charge. Trust me, it'll be the best book you have ever read. Behind the Walls by Joel Hodnett. Thank you, and good night.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Controls the present, controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. You want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984.
is 1776.
Not my country. My country is me and my family.
Country's also Huerta. And the governor. The landlord. Gunther Ruiz and his locusts. This little revolution we're having here.
Revolution? Please don't try to tell me about revolution. Oh, brother, I know all about the revolutions and how they start. The people that read the books, they go to the people that don't read the books. They put people and say, ho, ho, the time has come to have a change. Sit, shush. I know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the revolutions.
The people who read the books. The people can't read the books, the poor people, and say we have to have a change, so the poor people make the change, huh?
And then the people who read the books, they all sit around the big polished tables, and they talk and talk and talk and eat and eat and eat, huh? But what has happened to the poor people?
They're dead!
That's your revolution.
Oh my gosh, I like it.
Please, don't tell me about revolutions.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not point fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
A palace in which there is no king or queen or dukes or earls or princes, but subjects, all subjects, beholden to each other to make a better place to live. Is that too much to ask? Are we asking too much? Is it beyond our reach? Because if it is, then we are nothing but sheep being herded to the final slaughterhouse. I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back! I choose to rise, not fall! I choose to live, not die! And I know that what's within me is also within you! That's why I ask you now,
your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda.
To cancel,
it's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media.
Send your
just become aware of it, and they'll say there's nothing going on. And I want to say,
your message,
put on these glasses
to
or start chewing concrete.
Press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press *.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected.